Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of well, a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, broadcasting live from Temecula, California. Oh my goodness, folks, the heat out here, and I'm talking about a more intensified heat. It's not just like 97 degrees out today, right? And yesterday it wasn't just like 91 degrees out. It's like you walk out there and it's like, oh my goodness, this is not like 91 degrees or 97 degrees in the state of Minnesota, man. It is intense, but it's a good place to be, let me tell you. And we're glad to be out here in California. We actually got a event to take care of tonight, a private event in Escondido. Never done one of those before, so I'm actually looking forward to that. We got a lot of I've never done those before coming up in front of us right now, and I'm happy to be a part of it. But as the word says, if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And the good of the land, to me, as friends, is the heathen has thine inheritance and the uttermost parts of the earth is ours. Psalm 2, because it's an opportunity that we look for, because we're not like the foolish who hear and do not. We're not like the foolish who, as Jesus pointed them out when he said, say not there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth the laborers into the field. And as it tells us in the book of Isaiah, Lord, send me, because the Lord asked the question, whom shall I send? And we raise our hands over here and say, Lord, send us. So in the process of doing that, we are here. We're going to be here for the weekend. We're going to be back in Wisconsin at the Constitutional Party. I'll be the main speaker there. Looking forward to that with our new friends over there as well. And then we'll be right back up into Michigan. I believe we got 5 or 6, maybe even 7 events set up for that particular time in Michigan. Then we will be back over into Rapid City. So again, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I'm just getting an answer back right now because I believe that there's some people that are saying, well, Bradley, what do you think? Perhaps maybe you're the savior of the world, that you're doing all this stuff? Are you trying to gloat in front of the people? No, absolutely not. I'm just taking up all the opportunities concerning what the people are just throwing aside as not a given opportunity to them. So what they throw away, we pick up and we make it work. We're the cleanup crew here. Let's put it that way. So in saying that, friends, if you do think that maybe Bradley thinks he's the savior of the world, just remember you're seeing the savior of the world through me, because that's exactly what happens when you stick close to him. What does the Bible say? Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. If you're not fishing for men, I got a question for you. How is it that you've deceived yourself into believing that you yourself are saved? Because as Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you're not, or you don't have a desire for others to be saved, you can rest assured that you yourself are not saved. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Wanted to let you know really quick, friends, before we hit some of these topics, I want to do a little cleanup from yesterday concerning the pageant queen, the man that won the woman's pageancy in that of Nevada, which is sickening to the core. They're trying to create a new world. They're trying to Europeanize America. And in the process of doing it, those that are standing back laughing it off, you better understand clearly that Scripture means what it says when it says a little leaveneth the whole lump. So we're going to get to that in a minute. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to this really quick, over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. And when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, what you're going to find there is you are going to find 10 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. 10 to 15 articles on sonsoflibertymedia.com. When you're over there, subscribe. Subscribe over to our new live feed, which we have to rebuild because YouTube unlawfully took our website of 7 years down. Okay, and our subscribers as well. And obviously Facebook's doing the same thing. And we're going to have our day in court. We'll see how that all transpires. We'll keep you in the mix in that process. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. When you go to the right side of the page, friends, go down. You will find social media platforms for Tim's show in the morning, mine in the afternoon. You can also find a resource page there. Just wanted to make sure that you understand we're doing everything that we can possibly do to give people the fruit of what we're doing. Remember the Lord said in Scripture through Paul, he said that we're partakers of the fruit. The Lord give us understanding in all things. Well, we're showing you what we have done. And we're showing you, friends, how it is done as we follow the Christ. That is on Equipping the Saints as a resource page on sonsoflibertymedia.com. As well, when you go over to beforeitsnews.com, my friend Michael Roach's page, you can go over and check that out. We're up on the top left side of the page, and you can see we're being censored again. But with that said, friends, you can also jump over to Rumble and find us where there's about 30,000 to 40,000 people viewing us every day just on that outlet alone. But go over to beforeitsnews.com. Join us on social media platforms. Social media platforms right there, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And by the way, just so I can show you, especially if you're on a social media platform, this is Comrex right here. This is a computer animation where you call into Genesis Communication Network, and it will pull up your phone call right here, and I can pick up your phone calls on the road. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, period. 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. 1 John 2:4, 1 Timothy 2:5, and the list goes on. I've explained myself. And that is for the first-time listeners here. I wanted to go back to yesterday's show really quick, and I want to finish something that I did not have the opportunity to finish up. Now, you just heard during the commercial break, right before the show here, Joe Biden, treasonous Joe Biden, criminal Joe Biden, that they want you to believe that is somehow or another the president of the United States of America, which he is not, he never will be, period. But with that said, friends, they want you to believe that he is a legitimate, competent president. He is not. He is a criminal. He is a plant. The joke is on those that accept him. And when you line that up to Deuteronomy 17, you will understand that he's incompetent. When you understand that he is a point man, he's a stand-in, he's a clown in the circus of politics, 1 Kings 13:33, then you'll understand about what I'm ready to share with you. Well, what are you talking about? Joe Biden has to care for all of the people that haven't been vaccinated. I'm going to get right back to this point in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean, show host for the Sons of Liberty Media.com. I have a couple of friends over at 1360 KHNC AM that I believe are selling a product for the good of the people that they are serving. It is called My Kind CBD. It's a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides. It is completely organic with no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. The prices are the best in the country. Friends, go over to thesonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page and support My Kind CBD. Order today.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Again, broadcasting live from Temecula, California. Beautiful California, by the way. I love California, love pockets of California, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be good to go back home. It's been a long drive, and it's been a good process of getting out to new people and reaching new people. And again, that's our objective here. So anyways, folks, if you want to call in, please don't forget. Love to hear you weigh in on the topics, pro or con. We're not here to try to people please. If you got questions, or again, if you want to dispute some of the things that we're saying here, please do. The lines are open, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to get back to this really quick because it's important that during the first commercial break before the show, the first segment today, we were hearing about how Joe Biden is concerned about what's going on here in America concerning the unvaccinated. Friends, let me say this so you understand as to what they're really saying. They're targeting people that are not going along with them. You need to understand this, and I'm about ready to show you more on that topic in just a couple of minutes. But we're told by Joe Biden he has to care for the unvaccinated. He cares for your safety. He cares for your health. Isn't this the guy that's being expelled from the Catholic Church, or he's on the verge of being expelled from the Catholic Church for his support of abortion? Are people, again, putting two and two together here? I mean, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, clearly, Proverbs 6:17. It's the sixth commandment in Exodus 20, thou shalt not kill. Common sense comes into play. Common sense also comes into play, friends, when you consider the source, because he doesn't care an iota about you. He cares about how he is driving traffic through forced compliance to the likes of Big Pharma, Pfizer, and Moderna, and the list goes on. It has nothing to do with care or for concern or that over your health for you and your family in any sense of the word. He advocates the murder of babies illegally in this country, which is outside of American law, outside of God's Mosaic Institution, which makes it null and void. It's called common law. Now, I just wanted to finish this yesterday in correlation to what I'm bringing about even now. Isn't it interesting how the media wants us to believe that a man that wants to be a woman, they call them transgenders, God already decided their gender long ago. Okay, so it's not for them to decide. The Lord already did that. Okay, male and female, period. Okay, not what they want it to be. And it shows you their hatred towards God, period. And it's a war they will not win. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. These people have yet to understand that the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature, and it's a power that conquers all that oppose it, period. That's the history of the world. The bad guys just want to go ahead and dare the justice of God one more time. The bad guys want to go ahead and test their tinfoil in the face of an almighty God. And he's my daddy. But what I want you to get here, friends, is the fact that they want you to believe that a man can now become a woman and even going so far as to become Nevada's Miss Nevada. This is how sick these people are. And yesterday I took the time to share with you that they're trying to normalize the crime. It's confusion by design, but it's also an exhibition of the minds of those that mean to rule over you. That's why they're so busy illegally censoring you right now. And I'm speaking to 330 million people. I'm speaking to 53 countries. I'm speaking right now to a live audience of 153 cities across the country. Do you understand what's going on here? Okay. They're trying to normalize the unthinkable. See, and here's the mainstream media and corrupt politicians who want to desensitize you into believing, for example, that treasonous Joe Biden is competent, that this man can really become a woman, and you're supposed to accept it, and if you don't, we're going to throw you in jail. We're going to render you enemies of the state. These minions also would have you believe, for example, that depopulation Bill Gates is now somehow a qualified doctor or an elected representative. And we need to ask the question how that is, because it's just not true in any sense of the word. Friends, this is what we need to think through. These same minions that want you to believe that Joe is looking out for you, that this man can now become a woman and win the Nevada competition when it comes to the women's pageantry. These are the same people that want you to believe that Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation, is a qualified doctor, has a care for you, and somehow or another he's become an elected representative, which he hasn't, nor is he a doctor. That the delusional Elizabeth Warren is somehow magically transformed into a Native American because she wants to be. That the criminal George Floyd, and this is where I was yesterday, and by the way, I'm not advocating the crime in which took place concerning George Floyd, but I do want you to hear this. Do you know that these same people, using these same clowns, regardless of their names, regardless of how they're all fiendly set up, counterfeit, with their masks on, pretending to be something that they are not, they want you to believe that even George Floyd is somehow to be sold to the American people as a hero. Did you know that George Floyd was guilty of 6 burglaries? They want you to believe that he is a victim, that he was in that particular situation, though he was, but in this he's not. To make a statue of George Floyd and to put him up as a hero sickens me to the core. And the only reason they get away with it is because the people remain ignorant on purpose. George Floyd was responsible for 6 burglaries. Grand Theft Auto, not once, not twice, but 3 times. Illegal trespass. This is George Floyd, the one they want to sell to you as a hero. He was busted in possession of narcotics, cocaine. He was a drunk. He committed 2 home invasions, violent home invasions, by the way. But they want to sell you that he's a hero to the people. He was busted dealing fentanyl and crystal methane, beating up 4 victims senseless and being arrested over 23 times since 1998. Did he deserve to die? Absolutely not. But honor him? Do you understand, for instance, the point that I'm trying to make here? To say they're trying to indoctrinate you to believe what you're told. They're trying to create a reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. Joe Biden no more cares about you. He cares more about the people that he's working for that are trying to get an experimental injection into your body that has over 400 side effects, withholding information concerning all of the people that are dying from these experimental injections. But there are some people in this country that believe that what he says is actually legitimate. That's ridiculous. You deserve what you get. You know, these are the same people that want you to believe that this useful idiot, you know, the little Greta Thunberg, is somehow an expert when it comes to our environment. That the Assistant Secretary for Health in the Department of Health and Human Services, Rachel Levin, is actually a woman. Do you see what they're doing? They're distorting reality. And this is Satan himself, who, if he can't mock it, he'll do his best to revise it. If he can't revise it, he'll distort it. And what he's doing now is just coming out on a blatant facial frontal attack on the American people's mind and the words that God has established through principle. Folks, and it's, again, all in hopes that the people will bite onto the hook here. I wanted to make one more point concerning the cleanup from yesterday. I wanted to also to see, friends, that this is the person that's responsible for allowing transgenders into the pageantry. Donald Trump. Miss Universe pageant ends ban on transgender contestants. This was in April 10th of 2012. You know, the guy that sold to you Making America Great Again, the guy that sold to you as a Christian, he's pathetic, he's incompetent, he's ignorant, he's immoral. And you think that somehow or another that this is an honorable man? Hey, folks, I have up on the screen right now on social media platforms that it was Donald Trump back in 2012 that overruled rejection of transgender beauty queen. Who owns it? Donald Trump does. What are the American people going to understand as to what's going on? Is this your degree of a standard, a reprobate, vile, backwards, evil, lying individual? He's as corrupt as any other that he's allied with in what you call American government. And if he wasn't, then why didn't he prosecute him? No, if we dig up the fruit and judge men by their fruit, we will without fail find out exactly what they are. Read 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, Matthew 7, 16. It was Donald Trump that rejected, or I should say, overruled the rejection of transgenders in the pageant competition.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Dramatic dispatch calls in the chaotic aftermath of the deadly collapse of the Florida condo tower captured the moment a first responder spoke with a woman trapped between two beds. Chilling audio reveals a first responder hearing a woman banging on some debris. On Thursday, Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky responded to reporters' questions about the incident.
We did hear audible sounds, and they were searching for a female voice is what we heard for several hours, and eventually we didn't hear her voice anymore.
The U.S. economy added 850,000 jobs in June as the pace of the recovery surged, quieting fears, at least temporarily, of more lasting harm from labor and supply shortages. More than 1 year into the pandemic, after numerous wrinkles have emerged to complicate a labor recovery, this is USA Radio News. About a block from the Miami area beachfront condominium tower that collapsed sits its sister building. Most have remained, including Nora and Philip Zine.
For some reason, I feel some kind of peace in our building. It's very well maintained. We've never had any problems. And I don't know. I just want to be home. And I believe we were told yesterday that it was okay. It was not mandatory. Our daughter and her husband and family want us to go there, but I don't know. I want to be here still.
Audio courtesy CNN. It's the end of an era in Afghanistan. Lance Pry has more.
After nearly 20 years, the U.S. military departed from Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan on Friday. The base was the epicenter as we hunted down the 9/11 terrorist attacks on America. The airfield was handed over to the Afghan National Security and Defense Force in its entirety. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, here, listen, we got DJ Pat Zaran. Then call in. If you want to dispute, don't do it online. The number's 1-866-582-9933. I'm on social media platforms right now. I can go along with most of what you're saying, but I don't agree with you when you condemn Donald Trump. Of course not. It's called idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. Call in and let 153 cities in 53 countries know how on God's green earth, we know not how, you justify the unjustifiable. And I'll come back at the end of your little rant, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because you're wanting Donald Trump to do for you what he failed to do over the last 5 years of his criminal administration and his unfulfilled promises. 4 years of his criminal administration, 1 year of failed promises, putting it into perspective. 1-866-582-9933. Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't just attack me online. Hey, friends, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? 1-866-582-9933. If there's something that traps my hide, is when I say something, people go online and they'll begin to shoot at me when in fact the lines are wide open, which only shows us that you don't have the answers and you are illegitimate. Prove otherwise. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to get over to this topic in the meantime, waiting for you to call. This is the main topic. Did you know that the National Education Association, it's not education, friends, to vote on mandatory COVID-19 for school children? Did you also know, friends, it's not their place? Can we also say coup d'etat? Well, what are you talking about, Brad? Well, a coup d'etat or a coup is the removal and seizure of a government and its powers. That's what you do, is indoctrinate to do that. Let me say it this way. Abraham Lincoln rightly said, the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in government in the next. What's happening to the federal government, and I've highlighted this several times, has no business educating anybody's kids. And in fact, they're not educating, they're illegally indoctrinating, violating the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And let me tell you what William Hansen said under Ronald Reagan as his education secretary back in the 1980s. In essence, the longer that kids stay in public schools, William Hansen, the stupider they get. So it's not about an education system. It's about an indoctrination system, because it's a coup d'etat happening right under the noses of the American families, namely the parents that are dropping their kids off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated in the first place. So this is what just happened, friends, because most people don't know. The propaganda outlet, Fox News, no different than MSNBC, no different than ABC News, no different than, friends, which you complain about through CNN or any other mainstream outlet that's controlled by six corporations and under the direct control of the CIA. No different. They just reported that America's largest teacher union is to vote on mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations, masks, and testing for students. Friends, listen carefully. Now the National Education Association plans to vote on the action item. I didn't know that they had authority to do that. Well, guess what, friends? They don't. But if you don't know the difference, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. The National Education Association, as they call themselves, America's largest teachers' union, is holding a vote on requiring mandatory, notice the word play again, of COVID-19 vaccinations, that's what they call them, masks and testing for students before classes return in the fall. The new business meetings action item submitted by 50 delegates is awaiting debate on the NEA's website. See, what they did, friends, is they put their feelers out because they want to see what it is that the American people are going to do in response. Again, what they're doing is testing the American people as to see how far they can go. Now, what I want you to see is I want you to check this video out. And what it is Fox's News little hit piece. And I want you to hear for yourself as to, again, friends, what in fact is happening right under your noses. Check this out. And for some reason or another, I don't know why we don't, again, we're on the road, of course, why we don't have any audio in this particular case. But we will do our best to get that audio for you before the end of the show, because I'm going to have my son come in here and figure this out for me. So in the meantime, friends, what I'm highlighting right now is the fact that the NEA, what they sold you as the National Education Association, is now going to decide if they're going to mandate vaccination for your kids, if they're going to mandate putting masks, if they're going to mandate testing for students before classes return in the fall. Let me jump way up ahead of the game concerning my talking points. If you want this to stop, pull them from school. Well, you say that's crazy. No, what's crazy is the fact that you have the audacity to call yourself a conservative patriot Christian, and in your hypocrisy not understanding that it's commanded to you to raise up your children, Proverbs 22, verse 6, in the ways that they should go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. It didn't say anything in Scripture about taking your child and dropping your child up at the school gate to be raised up, again, by your sworn enemy. Do you know how stupid, willfully stupid people look today? They're complaining about what's going on in the public school, and yet they're the ones sending their kids to be subjected to what they're throwing down on their kids, into the cesspool of indoctrination. Oh, my goodness. And folks, by the way, every issue that we have in this country today, you can rest assured it's a law unto itself. Our sin is finding us out. because God is not mocked, Galatians 6, 7. And I also think about in Exodus verse 20, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. In other words, you better practice what you preach, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Don't you think for one moment that all things are not naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to deal? I mean, God goes into such specificity that he tells us that the very hairs of our head are numbered, that a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice, that we're going to give an account for every idle word and every idle thought. And why is that? Because Hebrews 9:27 comes to my aid, that it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You will give an account for everything that you do and what you don't do. You will give an account for everything you say and what you don't say. Well, I can hear someone say, well, I just don't believe that. It doesn't matter if you believe. You don't have to believe in trucks neither. But again, what happens if you stand in front of one of those trucks? Now, folks, before jumping ahead to my conclusion here during the last segment, I would like to get over to some of these phone calls. During the break, I'll have my son actually adjust the sound for me. Again, we're on the road, so do forgive me. Now, I don't know why we don't have GCN names up on those callers, but what I will do, I will take randomly some phone calls right now. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have Bradley Dean here. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, this is Dan from Ohio. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thank you, man. Outside of the fact that both my ears are plugged right now, I'm doing my best.
Okay. Hey, I got a couple things. Number one, here's a peer-reviewed research from The Lancet shows the experimental vaccine reduces your chance by catching COVID-19 by Pfizer, 0.8%, Johnson & Johnson, 1.2%, Moderna, 1.2%, AstraZeneca, 1.3%, and they're out there pushing it. And this government cares enough that they want to come and make sure you get this when it doesn't do anything to reduce anything if you even believe it's a vaccine. That's number one. Number two, Donald Trump spent, in order that call you just, or that poster that was on the site, Donald Trump spent 11 minutes at the campaign rally in Ohio promoting and pushing and bragging about his vaccine that almost 7,000 people have died from, if you believe their numbers, which is probably 10 times that. And if people got to remember something, Donald Trump told the head of the FDA, either approve the vaccine or you're fired. People need to remember that with all these deaths. And then if I could just say one last thing, politics in America, people choosing between this bogus left-right nonsense is basically like a plantation owner saying, I'm going to make you free people, and you're going to get to vote, and you're going to get to vote for either me or my brother. And that's where we're at. And I'll hang up and let it go from there, Bradley. Thanks for all you do.
No, I totally appreciate it, Dan, and you're exactly right. And thank you for staying in the fight, my friends, because that's what's important here. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and take David from Oklahoma. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Brad? I just wanted to comment on...
I'm doing good. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment on some of the research that's been done in media and communications. You know, they know, for instance, when they're devising their message, they know that people don't take the time to double-check what it is that they've previously known. And they know that people have a tendency to just go along with what information they're receiving at the time. So they formulate these media messages based on this knowledge. And, you know, and you made the comment a little while ago about how willfully stupid people look. And there's one thing that people need to understand is that our behavior and our reactions to what they do are under the microscope all the time so they can revise their message to make it more effective next time.
That's
right. That's
what I think. Yeah. Well, I totally agree. You're welcome.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction. So it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsofliberty.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Liberty, I want to take one more phone call on that topic, and then my son just came in here. And by the way, this goes with live radio, friends. This is live radio. That's why we're going all over the place on live radio, because we want to make this your radio show, and we're going to continuously do that. If you want to call in to the final segment, I'll make my points in just a couple minutes. I'm going to play an audio video for you if you're on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or BeforeIt'sNews.com. Final segment, 1-866-582-9933. We have our friend Sal calling in from Colorado. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. I wanted to say that one of the first shows of Sons of Liberty with you in the afternoon I heard was when you spoke about Donald J. Trump giving more than $100 million more than that of Barack Obama, as you say, to Planned Parenthood, our money, by the way. And Donald Trump was the guy that used American money to submit all these vaccine terrorists to everybody. He bought the tank that's running all of us over. And it was important for me to recognize the truth in what you said. And I made sure, as you say to all your listeners, to verify what you say. And when I did the best I could to verify it, I know without any question that you were right. And
oh, I'm right.
I appreciate you.
I got it scrolling right now. I'm back up what we say here because I have to. If I don't, and I wouldn't want someone giving me information that wasn't cross-vetted neither. But as you're saying it right now, I'm pulling it up and showing the people exactly how it was reported. And what's also interesting to note is how the people just conveniently overlook all of this stuff concerning Donald Trump's activities, funding Planned Parenthood, trying to disarm the American people, doing the exact opposite of what he was told. I'm showing people right now the fruit of it as to what they just somehow seemingly wanted to overlook, and I'm not going to just overlook it. I'm going to expose it. And what I have up right now is CNS, when they first came out and exposed Donald Trump, and this was back in 2018, despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, President Donald Trump signed a budget Friday which passed by the Republican Congress that fully funds the nation's largest abortion providers. The list goes on. I could spend a whole show just on the stupidity again of what the American people take as face value. And what's sick about it, Sal, is these are the same people, as I continuously reiterate, these are the same people that say that they don't believe the mainstream media, and yet when you tell them the truth about their favorite candidate, what do? They try to defend him, and yet when you ask them where did they get that information, I heard that from Fox News. Yeah. Fox News is controlled opposition too, goof. And they don't wake up and pay attention to what's going on. So it's called Romans 1:18, holding the truth and unrighteousness. And it's exactly what we're seeing. It's nothing short of a bunch of hypocrisy taking place in this country, friends. We're doing this to ourselves. We got Jennifer calling in from Idaho. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Brad. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I really appreciate what you're doing here, and I could touch on every topic that's out there right now, but I thought that I would talk about the education problem and homeschooling. I've homeschooled for 6 years, but I've got two preteens now, and we live in a rural community where I feel like I could put them in there, and they would recognize the signs. And they could help other children and gain some of that socialization. What say you?
That's a different situation. If you have children that are strong, they're rooted in the Word of God, they understand it, their discerners are on, I suggest that you do the same thing. I am with you 100%, but not when it comes to forcing them to do that which is unlawful, when it comes to mandating vaccinations, the indoctrinations going on in public schools, forced health education, forcing homosexual ideologies down their throat, literally, which is illegal, evolution, which is illegal, and the list goes on. If you've got kids that have been raised up and they're fighters and they're willing to fight the good fight of faith, send them in. Absolutely send them in. If I was a kid and I knew then what I knew now, oh, my goodness, I would have been in there waking everybody up. I would have been shaking, rattling, and rolling. And what comes to my aid right now, my friend from Idaho, is what William Booth from the Salvation Army rightly said. He said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And the only thing you have to do today, Jennifer, to get in trouble is to tell the truth. And right. The fact of the matter is that's trouble that the Lord wants to vindicate in a righteous sense. So that's my thoughts. My kids are able to do that. My kids are able to get in the center of a situation and fight off the wolves. And the fact of the matter is we need a whole lot more than just what we're seeing even now today in this country. But Jennifer, I think you're on track, and I totally agree with your assessment, no doubt.
Hey, man, thank you so much for your support. I'm really struggling with this. So thank you so much. They can't wait to shake up the waters.
Amen. Amen. Folks, I got to finish this up. What I want to do is I want to bring you over to this video that I finally got fixed, and I want you to see exactly what Fox News, the propaganda outlet, just highlighted across the country. And here we go.
Testing of this COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11.
CEO Moderna says this vaccine should be ready for kids just in time for the next school year. Joining us live to discuss our friend, Fox News medical contributor, family, and emergency medicine doctor. I will look at this camera because we're back to two shots now. Dr. Jeanette Nashwat, great to see you as always.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning
to you. What are you telling parents in your office about giving the vaccine to their kids? Because it looks like, based upon what I just read in that intro, we're getting closer having this vaccine ready for those young kids. What are you telling patients in your practice?
Yes, that's really exciting. I think one of the greatest benefits of having this age group vaccinated is not missing school. If you get, for example, one child who tests positive, the entire class has to quarantine. So not missing school, not having to quarantine is a huge deal because, remember, we want to avoid that social isolation that we're seeing children have to endure this past year. A lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. Also, you'll be able to enjoy the activities that you love doing more readily, sleepovers, parties, sports, activities, without having to get tested, without having to quarantine if you've been exposed or if you develop and acquire COVID in the first place.
Yeah, but I mean, folks, can you believe this dingbat? I mean, don't tell me she's not in the pockets of those that are pushing the propaganda. That was Fox News. You can't make this up. Isn't this exciting? What did she do? She went right along parroting the narrative set by the powers that are tolerating this country. It's exciting. They can go back to sleeping over to their friends' houses and doing events and going to sporting events. Well, guess what? They never lost the right. They want you to think that you lost the right, which, in fact, you never have. I want to get back to this point, and I want to make it very quickly, because this is what's important here, friends, is the fact that the mainstream media, again, along with the corrupt politicians, it's just a given, and agencies want you to believe that now the National Education Association has the legislative authority to vote on if children are to receive the experimental injection. Here's the question I want to lay to your candor. Where is the NEA deriving their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? Because the NEA has no more authority than does the CDC or the WHO, and for that matter, the President of the United States. And if he does have the constitutional authority to do so, how is this being pushed forward? Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Outside of the blatant ignorance of the American people and their willingness to educate themselves and stand up against this tyranny, they are in fact being deceived through something called administrative law. In other words, a pretended authority. Now, this real quick. The Declaration of Independence shows us that them that work for us, again, derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, we the people. Our rights come from God. We the people delegate to our said representatives to uphold the enumerated laws of the U.S. Constitution. What has happened is our said representatives have done, and what they have done is taken we the people and what we have entrusted them to uphold, in turn illegally have given over to special interest groups who have now taken upon themselves the position of a legislative branch within our government. I'm here to tell you, friends, it's not theirs to give. They are not a law unto themselves. Friends, they do not have the lawful authority to act in such a manner. This is criminal on both fronts, period, and they must lawfully be dealt with. Read Psalm 94:16. We love you enough to tell you the truth. We'll talk to you in 23. I've got you for 2 hours tomorrow, broadcasting live from California.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our body. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.